This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Duran Duran and the Reflex to start us off on a Friday morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 4th of September. Happy Friday to you.
Happy very Friday. Wee-hoo.
How's your Friday head?
I think it's all right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. Been looking forward to this Friday. Thought it would never come.
I know. It does feel like it's been a bit long, doesn't it?
How
many weeks back are we now?
One. This is it.
What?
This is the only week we've done since we got back.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I know.
God.
Horrifying as it may sound.
Feels longer.
Feels like a few months, yeah. I mean, I literally thought it was Halloween.
Anyway, happy Friday to you folks. Listen, Amanda has been on, wants us to give a shout out. Amanda and her, you know, she has a very famous nerve.
Oh, this is sciatic, Amanda.
Yeah. Amanda wants us to give a shout out to an old mate of hers, John, who's in the van at the moment working away. So how are you, John?
How are you, John? What's
and,
the crack?
I just noticed there, I see you sent Amanda a little, one of your special cleaning texts.
Oh, did I this morning?
EW1 asterisk.
Oh, did I?
That's... It's like a magnificent code.
Yeah, well, sorry about that, Amanda. It's just my little cleaning routine.
That could be worth money to her, you know what I mean? She's part of a very exclusive club. Will it be?
I didn't even know I did that.
PJ's cleaning text.
I actually was sure I wasn't even on it.
EW1 asterisk. Beautiful.
I
couldn't have said it better myself, PJ.
Nor me. I'm living proof I couldn't have said it better.
Right, loads of people to say hi to. Dan 2.0 has been on, and JP is on there, and the Lily White is on his way to Tipperary. It's a long way to Tipperary, do you know that?
Depends where you are, but I suppose it is, yeah.
Happy Friday from Richie the Trucker, and there's Margaret, of course, in Fermoy is on. Happy Friday from, who's this now? Let me see, is this Derek, is it? Why won't my machine work? There he is. Yeah, security guard Derek. And there's Bo's Richie.
Go on, Bo's Richie. Big day tomorrow.
And John Heavey on there as well. And birthday greetings as well. We have to shout out Gareth from Limerick is celebrating his birthday today. Now, obviously, being a celebrity such that he is, I could have included him in the celebrity birthdays, but
I know, yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought, he's special.
In fairness, you know. It would be too easy. A man as infamous and famous as Gareth walking around, it would be too easy.
Who doesn't know how old he is?
That's it. Isn't that the truth?
Person. Anyway, listen, Gareth and Limerick, happy birthday to your Mrs. Was, was on to give us the heads up. So listen, have a fantastic Friday. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday. Fourth of September.
Gee,
flying by it is.
Unbelievable, yeah.
God almighty.
It'll be September before we know it.
Won't it just?
I'm telling you,
won't it just? Right, listen, 4th of September, birthdays for you. We're going to have to start with some of the ones that are famous among the young people, PJ.
Yeah.
Going to have to go for some young people's birthdays today.
Oh, well then I'm really in trouble.
Right.
Because I've been so far off the mark since we came back on the L ones, never mind the new ones.
Well, you never know. Sometimes, like, the curveballs are the ones you do best at.
True too. True you are, yeah.
And in fairness, who doesn't know the name of Beyoncé Knowles?
Oh, I know who she is. I've heard of her.
Yes, indeed. Little known American singer.
Yeah, not yet.
Hangs out with another lad who's very modest chap as well.
I loved her song. Oops, I did it again. And now in any way... That is what I say. That was a great one she did.
It was big hit for her.
She was in that band and all. And then when she shaved her head and everything. I mean, she had a rough time of it. But El Beyonce, she bounced back. So I'm going to say...
The independent woman herself.
The independent woman herself. I'm going to say she's... she's well into her 30s at this stage, right?
Right.
34.
Believe it or not, 39.
Oh, is she?
Yes. 39, Beyonce Knowles.
Jeepers, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Fair play to her.
Well,
still
I suppose she's been around a while when you think about it.
I know.
The whole Destiny's Child thing and all that as well.
Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
I never knew she was in Destiny's Child.
Right, listen, we got to
I suppose she joined him after the schoolgirl video thing.
Worries. What about this? Now, this is a lad who kind of is famous for being associated with other people. I said, no, that's not fair, actually. He's kind of the brains behind success for other people.
Oh, okay.
In many respects. Big, big names he's worked with. The likes of Christina Aguilera and Amy Winehouse and Robbie Williams and Lily Allen and all that.
Yeah.
Mark Ronson. Celebrating his birthday today.
Yes.
Now, he does fancy putting himself in the videos. Does it mean?
Mark Ronson.
You know, like, and remember, you know... Okay, are you trying to put a face on him, are you?
Yeah, I am. I can't face him.
Do you remember that... Do you remember that video with Bruno Mars, right? What was it called?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. For some reason, I want to say Oops Upside Your Head, but you know what I mean? It's not that one. It's, what was that big Bruno Mars? What's that big Bruno Mars song, John? Come on. Shout it to me.
Funk.
Uptown Funk, not Uptown Side Your Head.
Uptown Funk.
Yeah. Going to give it to you.
We're going to need more references.
So, he was the guy getting his shoes cleaned in that video.
My God. This is...
Hang a second, come on, Mark Ronson's a very famous man.
I thought Mark Ronson was a fella that wrote books about, like, 80... Oh, that's John
Just
Ronson.
John Ronson, yeah.
Right, I mean,
you know, he's worked with all the greats, man.
Yeah, but sure, like, so have I, you know. I gotta say that...
I'll tell you, here's a nudge. He's not a million miles away from your own age.
Right, he's 43.
He's 45.
Ah, for the love of God almighty, what is happening? Who are these people? Look at you hitting me with a bunch of lads that live on your road.
Right, here's one of your lot then, right?
Right.
Bit more in your age demographic.
Yeah.
And a bit more in your frame of reference.
How can anyone who'd be a bit more my age demographic? The last fella was literally, there's only 6 months in it.
But anyway, yeah. Damon Wayans is celebrating his birthday today. Of the Wayans
the
brothers.
The Wayans brothers, the comedy duo, right.
Exactly, yeah. American actor and comedian or whatever.
Yeah.
Has made some fairly rubbish movies
fairly
in his
rubbish
time.
Movies, a lot of spoofs. That was their thing for a long time, was making the spoof movies.
Well, they were slightly... Actually, the spoof movies at the start was probably the better end
the
of
better
it.
The better end of it, yeah. What was it they got into then? They got into
sort of... dressing up as women and things. And
white chicks. That's
and all
them,
that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was
That's when
desperate.
It went really bad.
That was desperate. Did you ever watch any of that? Oh, my.
Unfortunately, I've seen bits of it.
Yeah.
You know, because you go, what's that? Oh, my God.
I know, yeah. I'd say the two weighing lads.
No, sorry. I have to give you this one. Significant birthday.
50.
60.
Ah, jeez. for God's sake.
This has been amazing.
And of
so far,
they are, like.
So far, I've given you a clue very similar to your own age. Cut that one wrong. Okay, significant birthday. 10 years off on that one. Brilliant.
And I love the way...
It's going well.
I was watching Wayans Brothers movies and, like, Living Colour, all those things, when I was, like, 12. So my guess was they were, like, doing it when they were, like, 21 or something like that. I don't know. No, what age did you say it was 60? No, it would work that way as well.
Anyway, right. Oh. Now... Anyway, look, the next two are a little bit curve. Like, I know the first three haven't gone well.
Yeah.
The next two were actually meant to be the dodgy ones.
Oh, my gosh. Man, I need to start studying because this is so bad.
But the next one is at least a legend. It's just he's a legend in a sport that you don't take a lot of interest in.
Oh, my God, it's a golfer.
It is, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's a eight times major winner, Tom Watson, right?
Right.
Now, Tom Watson, very famously, most recently, very famously, back in, well, actually, to be fair, it was about 10 years ago, that he almost won the Open when he was 60.
Right.
So there's a massive clue. He almost won the Open when he was 60.
Right.
What age is he?
What year was that? No,
well, I can't tell you the exact year. I said about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you know what general neck of the woods you're in, right?
Yes.
So he was 60, sort of... Roughly 10, not exactly, but roughly 10 years ago.
Yes.
So what age is he, PJ?
He's 71.
Yes, he is!
Yeah! Golf, the credible golf. I love the golfing game.
And then the next one I'm throwing in, even though he's a soap actor, right, and you're not big on your soaps, you did once watch an episode of Coronation Street.
One time I did see it.
And I do believe we may have interviewed this man. He may have been within these very walls.
Right.
It is the man who most people would know as Curly Watts.
Oh, Curly, we did have Curly.
Kevin Kennedy.
That's right.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, what age is he now? Again, like, I mean, the last time I saw him, I remember him walking around with a beanie hat in 1983 or something like that.
Yeah.
So what age is he now? I mean, he's 64.
59.
What is going on? I'm upset with myself.
Out of all of that, the golfer's the bloke you got right.
I know. What's going on? I'm upset with myself. I'm not actually talking to myself the rest of the day. You're all right. I'll talk to you.
This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What a Friday for you, eh?
What a Friday for me.
I mean, normally on a Friday, you're just looking forward to a couple of days off, otherwise known as the weekend, but not now.
Unless it's a holiday Friday, in which I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks off, but this is a parental leave Friday. Friday.
Oh my God,
and I'm
months.
Looking forward to a couple of months off.
Unbelievable.
I just want to mention that Garrett in Limerick, who as you know is a massive fan of yours and is also celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, Garrett, happy birthday.
Yeah, he just he texted in to say happy retirement, Tara.
Yeah, if only the money was in the bank like it would be when you retire, huh?
Oh, it's amazing. So it's going to be, it's a couple of months of
a couple of months of
being a normal human being. Yes. You're going to hang up your superhero newsreader suit.
I am.
And just become a normal human being.
Just
she'll be among
a normal
you.
Person.
People of Ireland, she'll be among you. You mightn't even know she was there.
Yeah,
well,
she could be anywhere.
My hope is that the normal people of Ireland will be doing what they do now, because they all got to bake bread and go to the beach and go for bike rides and make sourdough and all this stuff during lockdown while we were all busy working.
Right.
So I timed it so that all the kids will be back to school, everyone else will be going back to work, and I could have the place to myself for a bit.
Unbelievable. It's like her own private lockdown.
She's like a
great movie.
I'm just after realising, I think I'm turning into PJ.
Good for you.
I think he has rubbed off on us all. I think he has shown us the way. He is the messiah of social distancing.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Anti-social distancing.
He was the prophet.
Oh my God, anti-social distancing, that's the name of my new book, man. That's it, that's going to be it.
Oh, so that's, so this is it. So it's our last day with Tara for a couple of months.
Yeah,
and then,
I have to say.
Will you be back by Christmas time or something?
Yeah. I'll be back in time for Halloween, I'd say.
She'll be back in time for the snow is what she means.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. As soon as the snow starts, I'll be back in.
She's like the Wicked Witch of the East, blowing back in with the winter weather.
No, I'll be back for Halloween, in time for the sweeties at Halloween.
Happy days.
So we have a classic hit sleeper agent in the public now.
Yeah, Bananarama, Venus, Sierra Classic Hits, new sensation from INXS just ahead of that Good Friday tune. Happy Friday to you folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Friday, 4th of September, almost, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. A few people to say hi to. Can you wish a big happy... it's Grant. You know the way you have to read these things, because people get very specific.
They do, yeah.
They send you like, you know, in 3 days' time at 8:15, can you say...
And 3 days isn't the bad one. It's the ones where we're getting married on February 21st, 2023, and I just want to get in early. He's like, we're never going to remember this. Never.
Anyway, this one is kind of, this is where you need to do your, you put your performing hat on.
Okay, yeah.
Because it says, hi lads, can you wish a big happy 6th birthday to Nathaniel Corrie, right? He's from Newbridge, big fan of the show. So Nathaniel Corrie,
what a cool name, yeah.
A big fan of the show. It's sometime before 7 a.m. would be great. So that's, I think we're
on
the money with that.
We're doing right okay.
And he particularly loves it when PJ says fart.
Well, I hope. What age is he today?
He's six.
Six. Have a great farting birthday today. Holy fart, Nathaniel. It's going to be amazing.
So
tell your
greatest birthday request ever.
Yeah, and if your parents don't get you what you want, look at them right in the eyes and say, fart off, you.
Oh my God.
So have a great birthday. It's going to be brilliant.
Brilliant.
There you go. That was a triple fart there.
That was you must feel better.
I think
after
I've
that,
used up my quota for the week, thankfully.
Also, Antoinette, of course, who is now €1,000 better off, having won the grand in the hand.
Yeah, I know, unbelievable. That's
having beaten the no repeat guarantee,
and it's back on already. They're already rolling it around again.
Oh yeah, no, it's still there to be won. It could happen at any stage. But apparently, she's been on to say that she'll be shouting for Bose tomorrow.
Yeah, really?
Now, you know she's a proud Cork City fan, obviously.
I do know that, yeah.
But in the big Dublin derby, she's going to side with Bowes.
Good for you, Antoinette.
Now, I'm trying to find out, is there an ulterior motive there? Would that help them in any way?
She's hoping that we'll text her the next time we make a mistake. I love the way that American lad says it in the thing. You know our ad for it?
Yeah.
In the hand, when we make a mistake. Sounds like, it is like the way we do... The way I do Pat Kenny, and he's indistinguishable from Snagglepuss.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it's a bit like that, yeah.
Yes, Pat.
Wow, Antoinette, you won £1,000.
Also, a few bits and pieces just from earlier on. Somebody was saying that Damon Wayans wasn't in what we were talking about, wasn't in White Chicks. I could have sworn the brothers
sworn
were in that.
Was them.
Yeah, Stephen Cork is saying no. Damon was in My Wife and Kids. That sounds completely wrong. I've never heard of that. I was convinced that
have we said something wrong? Because English John is now rippling himself with laughter over there.
Well, it's just the way Stephen Cork rephrase it.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Damon was in My Wife and Kids.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'd rather not think about that, Steve. John, will you check out White Chicks and see who the stars of White Chicks were? Because we were convinced, weren't we, that there was the Wayans brothers?
Yeah.
Also, somebody just commenting on your ability to get the birthdays correct. Niall's been on to say, PJ, even if you Googled tomorrow's birthdays today for tomorrow, you'd still get them wrong.
Okay, let's be honest about this. I'll be honest with you, right? I did that once. I was there, right? I'd get the cake, I don't care. So I says, I'm going to cheat.
Right.
And at the end of the show here, I Googled them. Actually, I didn't even Google them. If I'm being totally honest, what happened was somebody WhatsApped, here you go, PJ, and sent me the list of the birthdays for the next day. And I had a scour on them. I did.
Okay. Oh my God. Why am I only hearing about this now?
I'm about to tell you why you're only hearing about this now. So I was there, right, this'll show you. Oh yeah, Jim, you'll be buying me a cake tomorrow, Mr. Chappy Chap. And there was only two people on that list that were on your list. I don't know how they didn't match up at all.
Right.
And I got both of them wrong. One of them was I got 10 years wrong because it was a significant birthday. He says, I won't forget that. And then the other one, I was way off. And then I went, oh my God, that's the... Oh, for God's sake. So I just kept it to myself.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Some
things are better left unsaid.
So yeah, Mr. Smarty Pants, I know you're right, but what am I?
One of the truly great phrases.
Well, yeah, right. You know that.
So
one.
Listen, so here's what we have for you lined up for today. It being a Friday, of course, just after 7 o'clock, we are going to have Tara's COVID update. The final one, of course, before she heads off.
Before she heads off into the wilderness.
Extended parental leave and all that sort of stuff.
I know.
So that's happening after 7 o'clock. Of course, the big one in the next hour will be the hit bit. Is there anything we can round it up to? Can we do anything with the money?
I'm pretty sure we can, actually. Hold on. So we're at 1,740. Throw in the tenner. 1,750. We can do that. We can absolutely do that.
That'll do. €1,750 on the hit bit. If you fancy it, English John, of course, standing by on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. That's on the way. Breakfast table quiz. You need 11, I think, if you're going to scoop the hoodie this week.
Indeed, yeah. Thankfully, we've scored ourselves out of trouble because I've been changing the scores as we went this week.
Yeah.
But thankfully, somebody actually blew them all out of the water, which means...
PJ's been doing his own variation on VAR for this and awarding things. And
well, I tell you, at least it's been as successful as VAR in that it's been completely inaccurate as the week has gone on. But hey, we have a leader and one day left to do it.
That's all that matters. So that'll happen a bit later on.
We also have a story about why you're not allowed to have happy people in the workplace.
You're not allowed?
Well, you're allowed to have them, but you're not allowed to request them. So there you go.
Oh, right.
Yes, that
sounds intriguing.
I know, yeah. Apparently, you're not allowed to discriminate against unhappy people now.
And also, the other thing, one of the big things about today is, right, if you heard our little promo bit for the show yesterday, you'll know that PJ has a very, very harrowing first world problem that he needs to deal with. And the best thing about this is English John has a very specific view of this, right? So we'll tell you about it later on. We'll get maybe your solution to PJ's problem and find out why English John thinks he's a tosser. So there or thereabouts, really. That pretty much summed it up, didn't it?
We always knew English John thought it was a bit of a tosser. It's just nice to have a reason why.
Credit House, weather with you. Here are classic hits. I'm not sure you'd want to take the weather with you based on the forecast Tara was giving out earlier on.
Serious conditions.
Serious conditions. Absolutely.
That's the serious conditions.
Yeah. I didn't think today was meant to be that bad.
I know, I didn't think
so. Tara was talking about it earlier on. It sounded like it was going to be shocking. Heavy rain and all that. I need to get a new app. Do you use that YR app?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the most accurate.
Yeah, I do find it fairly accurate.
Because it's saying it's grand, a bit sort of a mix of cloud and sun for us up here, but...
Yeah, it looks okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, this is terrible, isn't it? What literally Tara's doing the weather and then we come back to us too. No, I don't know what she's... she's hard ML meteorological people. So what would they know? It's us you should be asking.
Exactly. Ask my phone.
Obviously, we know more about the weather than the people in
the weather place.
You know them. They're only old wizards anyway.
Right, hit bit on the way after 7. Yes, it is. And for the final time, our COVID update with Tara Duggan.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop is right. Is it a final COVID update or is it just the final one with Tara?
I believe it is. Myself and Andy Bad News have debated that one. It was supposed to have been the last one about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we're still here. So.
Look at this. It's a nice tidy end before you head off on parental leave. Anyway, so what is the story then?
Funnily enough, the theme of it is finality.
Is it?
It is.
Wow.
We're going to talk about some of the things that we are most likely never going to be able to do again.
Oh, lovely. Just Great. What we need on a Friday.
Waking up happy. Oh.
Actually, PJ,
yeah?
Because you are the master of social distance.
The guru.
A lot of this you're going to like, I think.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Right then.
And it's going to suit quite a few people, I suspect. But, yeah, I mean, at the very start of this pandemic, Anthony Fauci, the US top doctor in the US, basically made a claim that a lot of people went, what? That's nonsense. And he said that handshakes would most likely become a thing of the past.
Right.
Now, of course, 7 months on,
yeah,
we're kind of thinking,
you'd never
yeah,
think
actually,
of shaking hands with anybody.
You wouldn't.
No,
you
not
would
at
not
all.
Think of shaking hands with anybody. And, you know, any time that you're coming into any sort of relatively close contact, you always take a, you know, step yeah, yeah. back. And we bristle. I'm bristling when I see people on TV, things that were filmed before this ever happened.
Yeah.
Before we ever
it's
heard of COVID-19.
It's amazing how noticeable it becomes, isn't it? You know, yeah. contestants on quiz shows
you're
shaking
like,
hands.
They
and you're going,
be standing
what's
together?
Going on there?
Hey, Jay, you weirdos.
Yeah, exactly. So we thought we'd have a look at some of the things maybe that are gone, some sad, some less so, but potentially are gone forever. Or put it this way, certainly are not advisable.
Right. Okay.
So one thing, and we actually had this while you guys were off, Enda, Voice of a Thousand Souls, was filling in for you, and it was his birthday.
Right.
And so we ran, we did the usual, we ran to the bar, we got a crappy cake,
yeah.
and we stuck a candle in it, and suddenly myself and Mike went, actually, we can't sing happy birthday to him and we can't blow out the candles.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that. If
okay,
he,
I get
if he
the not,
blows
I get,
out the candle.
I get the not blowing out the candles. Oh yeah, of course, if he blows out the candles,
then his,
he's breathed all
his
over.
Mucus is now
exactly.
on the cake.
But also, apparently, it's the actual singing of the happy birthday that poses the greatest
you're,
risk.
You're bellowing
out. You're standing
out.
Round a cake,
yeah.
bellowing out happy birthday to you, spewing your mucus all over the cake, which when you think about it, really, we shouldn't have been doing it anyway.
Oh,
you
no.
know?
I know,
oh my God.
What's been a mucus between close friends? But in this case, it's very dangerous. So it looks like we're never going to be able to sing happy birthday, or at least certainly not in a confined space
this
anymore.
This is fantastic Jeep. News for you, PJ.
Well, I don't
this
know.
Is
I
literally
like
you
a birthday.
Being, yeah, oh, you only like your own.
That's true.
You only like your own. You don't like going to other people.
No,
so now when you get that invite and you go, come on, look, it's my birthday, we're getting together. I can't.
Actually, you're right.
You're not allowed.
And then when I blow out the candle in my cake, no one will want it anymore. I'm like,
Yeah,
you see every cloud. Another one here now, and I actually witnessed this firsthand the other night, taking a drag from a friend's vape or cigarette.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Now, I would have thought that was a thing of the past anyway.
No. Well, I mean, thankfully, I haven't been a smoker now for quite a few years, and it's fabulous. It's the way to go, people. If you're still dragging on a fag, give it up. But I went out for dinner the other night with two friends of mine, and One specified, can we go somewhere where we can sit outside? Because obviously, you know, and
right.
you know, people have different degrees of nervousness and risks that they're prepared to take. So yeah, of course, we booked a place that we sat outside, perfectly socially distanced, you know, gel on our hands, washing all the rest of it. And then halfway through the dinner, for one friend who does still smoke, lit up her fag, and the other one goes, kiss a drag.
No way.
And I was like, what?
What? Like, Jeez. What? You were out with two 14-year-olds?
No.
What the hell was going on?
Women in their 40s.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what are we doing? We're sitting outside freezing because of you. And then you go and take a drag off her
Somebody
fag.
Else's cigarette. Oh, that's mad.
Cause I know.
I honestly thought that those days were gone where anybody ever shared
cigarettes.
Unless it was one of those special cigarettes that's made with the other stuff.
And even then, that's like banging out a Frenchie to someone. It's the same thing.
I'm surprised it's not a bad thing that goes.
Yeah, well,
down with that sort of thing.
I can tell you, it's still a feature in North County Dublin. That much I can tell you for
right.
sure.
Well.
Now, on to the next one now. And this may be, PJ, you don't even know what language I'm speaking at this point. Jim, this is a distant memory for you. But letting your kid into an indoor play centre and jumping into the bowl pit.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, bowl
God,
pits.
When the kids were young, that was your sanctuary.
That was your sanctuary.
That's
that was your saving
that's
grace.
That's where you got an hour and a half.
You might actually,
to actually get
to
sit a
coffee
down and
flick
down.
Through a paper.
Yeah.
When they were going mental in the ball pit and
yeah.
coming down
and,
the slides.
And the beauty of it was you had no responsibility.
No, whatsoever.
Because they had staff there who would drag them out of weird tunnels and, you know, if they started suffocating under a load of plastic balls,
and,
it was somebody else looking after them.
And everything was padded, so if they bounced in the wrong direction and hit their head, you know, it was all fine.
Was
but
all
look...
Good. That's gone!
That's, like, looking very dodgy because apparently, obviously, you can't have, you know, mass gatherings of children from different households in a ball pit, and apparently plastic is particularly good at harbouring the germs. So
that could
be a thing of the past. This is one for the girls. Getting a quick makeover after work. Quite often, you know, if you've got somewhere to go, maybe on a Friday night, the way to do it is you need to buy new makeup anyway. You need to get a new mascara. You're crap at doing your own makeup. So what would you do? You'd go to the makeup counter in a department store, get a professional to do it. You look amazing. And you can get the price of your mascara reduced because you've had a makeover.
Right. No. Okay, and that's gone.
All gone.
Why do you sound like you're obsessed about that, PJ? Actually.
I don't know why that one obsessed me more than the rest. I don't know why that one does. That's the one that's getting under my skin. I've no idea why.
You're saying, PJ, I'll never be able to go and get a makeover.
For all you know, maybe I was thinking about doing it one of the days.
I used to do it for the Radio Awards every year. Nip into Brian Thomas first and then get on me train.
When you started telling that story, I thought that the principle behind those kind of makeovers in those big, you know, department stores was actually that you went along on the basis of, I'm thinking of buying... What would it look like on me?
Oh, no, that is it. That's exactly the principle of it.
As a result, then, I thought you got it for free.
No, you don't. No, well, you can get samples. They will give you samples for free. But the principle of it is, I'd like to try a new makeup look, you know, for my outdoor, when I go to black tie balls every once every 5 years. And I'd like to try that today because I'm thinking of buying a new, you know, whatever makeup would look good. So they do you up in the makeup. They recommend, you know, the mascara, the eyeshadow, whatever it is that they've used to create your look. And then you buy it, but you get a discount on it based on...
Ah, right, so, okay.
Anyway, that's gone as well,
I actually thought it was just a scam. But anyway...
Brilliant. Anyway, that's gone, I'm afraid, for the girls. We won't be able to do that anymore. Socialising in a loud, crowded bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Forgotten what that's like.
I never liked it anyway, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, once I hit 25, I never liked it anymore either. I prefer to sit in a corner where I can actually hear myself and the other people that I'm with. But obviously this is because of crowded spaces, people from different households, and the fact that you have to shout.
Yeah.
You know, you have to...
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Because the noise level, have you ever noticed, like, have you ever become aware of the noise level? I don't mean specific noise.
Oh, yeah, and that's
but
not
just
even
that
the worst
general,
part.
You know, have you ever heard, that like, you can actually feel the murmur. The murmur just grows and grows and grows. Have you ever noticed that? It's
mad. And then it's the person you're talking to has their nose in your ear and they're spitting on the side of your face.
Exactly.
And then the time that you felt a bit better, than you did. Can you, do you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh my God, make this pain stop.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, great. Now you have a reason to stop. That's it. End of. Games nights in. So
what, like play Scrabble or something?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's
yes.
my monthly Twister group out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Scrabble, Twister.
No more strip poker for PJ.
Poker, strip poker, Monopoly. You can't do this anymore because, A, obviously, groups from different households in, say, your own home, you've got your friends over. And you can't be dealing cards.
My God,
I know,
that's mad. Imagine
I
Scrabble is dangerous.
Yeah. So the dangers of Scrabble.
Never mind
that's the
Scrabble,
world we're living
lads.
In.
Never mind Scrabble. Have you heard of Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, I know Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, it's
Jim, Univon would love this.
Really?
Yeah, I lend you mine. It's fabulous. Yeah, no, it is.
Well, you can't lend me yours, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, I can't.
It'll have to go through some mad decontamination, bro.
Yeah, you'll have to get the decontamination Scrabble crew to come around and do your cards for you as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, maybe there's an opportunity, a business opportunity there for somebody. So games nights in. Another one, passing the microphone at a karaoke. Karaoke, thing of the past, they say.
That's a good thing. Thank God for that.
I don't think so.
Oh my God, I used to hate karaoke.
I liked a bit of karaoke at a particular time. Like, very brief period of my life, I thought it was a great bit of crack.
Oh, no. I had, when I left my last job, my leave and do was karaoke, and it was great crack.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely great crack.
Yeah, Jim, it's the only chance I get to sing. What do you want to make those noise
of
me?
Wow, so all a thing of the past. Some good, some not so good.
Wow.
What are you going to miss most of that list?
What am I going to miss most? Probably the games nights, because I do play them. My friends and myself get together a couple of times a year and play Cards Against Humanity. The other thing is just the last thing is Anthony Fauci's shaking hands. Shaking hands, hugging a friend, kissing on the cheek. I kind of like it. It's very hard. I'm finding it hard when I meet up with people maybe that I haven't seen for a couple of months.
To not give them a hug or whatever.
To not give them a hug.
Yeah.
Apparently, of those three things, the hugging, the kissing, the cheek, the shaking hands, the hugging is the best of the bad lot.
Right.
Because you generally don't...
PJ Gallagher, over to you. The hugging is the best option.
Don't come near me.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID update. Classic hits.
Yeah, Michael Bolton and How Can We Be Lovers here at Classic Hits. Good Friday tune, in fairness.
Stop with it. That's it. That's
interesting, actually, that we were playing that song after Tara talked about the end of karaoke.
I know. Well, you don't come into this room because I've been singing me heart out. There must be mucus hanging from the crevices after the
we'll have to get this place fumigated after you.
That is the greatest song
ever.
But
actually, while that was on as well, and after we were chatting to Tara about the end of karaoke, I got a WhatsApp from Andy Bad News.
Oh yeah, what's going on there?
Basically saying, will you tell PJ to shut up? No, he didn't say that. Sorry, I put that in. No, I got a text from Andy Bad News saying we should select a karaoke classic to finish the show today.
Oh my God, well if that wasn't it, then I can't think of anything else.
There you go. Thankfully we got that out of the way.
And I think we should, maybe it's the day we go back to our old reliable, our bank holiday song, The Minder, I Could Be So Good For You.
Yeah, for you and I to sing it. But I think what he's looking for is, like, you know, what would be people's karaoke classic if they wanted to have a sing-along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you wanted to get a bit of a Friday feeling, a bit of a Friday buzz on.
What would you sing? That's a good idea.
Basically, if you were told, right, this is the last karaoke classic that you can belt out, what's it going to be?
Jeepers, I know it's an easy one for me.
I've just done it. Yeah.
But out there, I mean, there's going to be people that want to bang out the Whitney Houston. They always say never do Whitney at karaoke. It's too difficult.
Very hard.
But if you're going to get one shot, just one shot. I sound like Eminem now.
Yeah.
It's all you've got. That would be the time to do it.
Right, well, listen, let us know. Just out of curiosity then, what would it be, right? Maybe we might finish the show with it today. We might wrap up and sing into the weekend.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm into this now. This is good fun.
What would be your ultimate karaoke classic? Apparently, the karaoke is about to come to an end, according to Tara. It's one of the things that won't happen in the future because of COVID. I still find that slightly hard to believe, but still, that's what they're saying.
I think I'm probably right, is it?
Some of us aren't necessarily sorry to see the back of it, but there you go.
Some of us aren't. Some of us are all right with a lot of us.
But anyway, let us know, what would it be for you? The ultimate karaoke classic. 087-188-0008. Wait, we might stick an ugly mug if we can prize it from English John's fingers. We might stick an ugly mug up for grabs. 087-188-0008. What would be the ultimate karaoke classic for you that PJ and myself can finish the show with today?
There you go. Oh my God. Final countdown or something. Oh no, that's very grim actually. That sounds like, you know, we're nearly the end of the world. Let's pick something better than that.
Eternal, I Want to Be the Only One here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday 4th of September. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. We have to say a very happy wedding anniversary as well, because Mike has been on. Loving and patient husband, he describes himself as.
Oh, well, at least he's humble. That's all I always think.
That's important.
It's obviously humility that's getting him through.
That's probably what has him married for 18 years, all right. Anyway, listen, Anne Coyne. Happy wedding anniversary to you. Anne Coyne celebrating 18 years married to Mike today.
Happy very much to
you. And Andrew, Rachel, Kathy and Mickey are the kids as well. All wanted to send all their best. So listen, have a fantastic day, folks.
Have a dandy one.
By the way, keep the WhatsApps coming in as well with your karaoke classic. If there's a particular karaoke classic that you think is the ultimate for you, that you'd like PJ and myself to finish the show with. Now, don't worry about it. We're not going to destroy it. We're not going to ruin it. Right? We will actually play the proper song. We just may sing along with it.
Which may ruin it. Okay, so that's all right. Let's not get too upset over it.
The most important thing is that you'd be singing along with it wherever you are. If you're in the office or in the car or, you know, in the job or at home or whatever you are. The idea is something that you'd actually love to sing along with. You know, you'd turn the volume up on the radio and you'd belt it out yourself.
Group effort.
Exactly.
We're all going to do it together.
Now, PJ, I want to run a few of these by you. John, you're going to have to stop using the WhatsApp for a minute because I need it now.
Oh, is he flying, is he?
He is. He's messing about with it. So you'll have to leave it alone for a minute, John. So listen, some of the suggestions, right? We've had everything coming in from the classics, right?
Yeah.
Like Frank Sinatra and...
Right.
And Neil Diamond.
Sweet
Diamond. Caroline.
I was going to say we're going too far back, and then you mentioned Neil Diamond and I thought those dulcet tones would be perfect.
Right. We've had everything from that right the way through to somebody's nomination for Chocolate Salty Balls.
Oh, that's good, Al. That's not a bad tune. It's just I only know...
That's a karaoke tune.
They're coming back, little birds. Yeah, that's a good old song.
Right, let me run a few of these by you then, right, okay, and see what you're thinking about it. Right, let's go for, what about always look on the bright side of life.
Pretty good, yeah.
Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've had even a listen to that.
It's Raining Men.
Pretty good tune, have to be honest. I mean, it wouldn't be my flavour or anything, but I'm absolutely into it.
Right, Grease, Summer Nights.
No, I hate Antidote Grease. I absolutely hate Antidote Grease. I really do. You came in there not so long ago and you were harping on that you watched it and it was great fun and everything.
It was great fun.
It's the only time I've ever disrespected you in my life.
Right, what about Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Starship?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one now.
Right, Bohemian Rhapsody. Imagine trying to belt out Bohemian Rhapsody.
We wouldn't even get to that. You see the little silhouette of the fellas.
Yeah.
And we'd be wrecked.
The other one would, the other Queen one would be good, though. Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, anything with Queen. Let's be
that
honest.
That wouldn't be bad at all.
Anything with Queen, Under Pressure.
Except I Want to Break Free. I don't love that.
Do you not?
As much as I love other Queen songs.
Do you know, it's because everybody does the guitar solo with their mouth. Yeah. That's what ruins that song. Everyone starts going, bam, 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 bam.
What about stuff like this from Mary and Santry? Stars on 45 or Agadoo?
Agadoo! Oh my goodness, is that even on a karaoke? I think that predates karaoke by about 40 years.
A few suggestions for Living on a Prayer.
Yeah. Now come on, we've done very well singing Living on a Prayer.
That's true, we have belted that out in the past. There's a few Bohemian Rhapsodies, to be fair.
Bohemian Rhapsody, seriously. I mean, the show is only 4 hours long.
Actually, based on your comments yesterday about Mamma Mia, there's a few ABBA suggestions in.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on, you love a bit of ABBA.
I don't. I like SOS.
Come on, if Pierce Brosnan can sing a bit of ABBA.
That's the problem right there. That's the problem. This is where it all begins to go wrong. When we have a Pierce Brosnan and Navin James Bond singing ABBA. No, we're above that, Jim.
What about the old, our old Young Offenders classic, Frank and Walters?
Can't beat it. Come on.
That's not bad.
You know what I mean? It's a week to the day exactly since the last episode went out on the television as well.
There you go. Look at that. Not like you're vying for it or anything.
Not like I'd be pushing for it, but it is one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
And then the other thing is, I might leave you with this one. There's a suggestion from Northside Tony that we allow Tara to, you know, with it being this her final day before her extended leave, before she goes off on her parental leave and is gone missing for a few months and stuff, that maybe we let Tara pick the karaoke classic to finish the show.
Well, you know something, that's dangerous, but I like it.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, personally, I don't know the words to Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Out. Or Dean Martin's Little Old Wine Drinker Me. But
oh my, you're in so much trouble. You're in so much trouble. And I love it. Oh, look, even John's had to get up and walk away. He's afraid as well.
But anyway, if you've got a good suggestion, if you've got a good suggestion, right, for a karaoke classic we can all sing along to at the end of the show, heading off into the weekend and all that sort of stuff. And apparently this is all because karaoke was finally coming to an end.
Well, I tell already on my list, the ones that I'm happy to go with, Frank and Walters definitely, and anything with Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Those are the ones I would lean on.
Yeah.
And or Living
Not that
on
you're
a
trying to influence the vote or anything.
So if you want to...
Oh my God, look at how are they not thinking that myself?
Which one?
Red, Red Wine.
Oh, God.
From UB40.
I don't know if
everybody knows the words.
He's managed to slag off me and Tara now.
It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. Happy Friday, everybody. It is the classic hit bit. £1,740 is what it's supposed to be at. Throwing in the tenner as always. To round it up, £1,750. And it sounds just like this. And there you are. Yeah, that's about all that's right. I'm going to tell you about it.
Language was that even?
This is when I said, you know when you meet an elf and he does be telling you the way things are going to be from now on? That's the way I'm doing it.
Beautifully phrased.
Colette, how are you? Colette Fogarty and Claire this morning. How are you getting on?
Hi, PJ. I'm good. And yourself?
Well, you know something, Claire? I'm not doing too bad. Thanks very much. What's
I'm
it
not
like?
Claire. You called me Claire the last time as well. I'm Colette.
Oh, God, so I did. Yeah. What is wrong with me?
Well,
there's a question that scientists and doctors and everybody have been struggling to answer for a long time.
And Colette. Colette's been trying to figure it out as well. I'm sorry, Colette. How are you getting on today? That's the main thing.
I'm great. It's Friday.
Yeah,
what's,
yeah.
What can go bad on a Friday?
Exactly. True enough. True enough. We've already had Michael Bolton on, so things are looking up already. let's try and give you a few quid, Claire. Oh my God!
What is wrong with that man?
Holy fart.
Beyond me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Colette.
May I step in here, PJ?
I wish you did that earlier, to be honest with you.
Colette, may I be of assistance? Would you like to guess the classic hit bit?
I think it might be Brian Adams and Mel C, When You're Gone.
One of your favourites, PJ.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm going to call you Claire from now on for choosing that song.
Well, you can call me Claire if you throw the few quid my way.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, let's see what Mr. John has to say. How are you, John?
How are you? Mel C, Stop Right Now.
Whee!
No, it's not right. Sorry. Sorry, Claire.
I didn't say Mel C, Stop Right Now. I said Brian Adams and Mel C.
Mel C's in there.
That was John. That was John's version of a pun, though.
Huh?
I know, it wasn't.
Don't worry.
I agree with you, Colette. It wasn't very good.
You'll regret it when I'm gone.
I get you now.
Right, oh, yeah, God, yeah.
Go on.
Exactly. Yeah. Colette, have a great day. Cheers, bye-bye now.
It's all a moment for me.
Take care of yourself.
No worries.
Cheers, bye-bye.
See you later, Claire.
That was fantastic. Colette managed to give both you and John a serious dressing down.
I think the four of us can class that as the most confusing 3 minutes of our lives. I think we can all safely say that.
Right.
Alan, get us out of a hole here. How are you getting on, Alan?
Morning, PJ. Morning, Jim.
How are you, Alan? How are things in Meath today?
Not too bad. Just sitting down ready to start work.
Excellent. Oh, ready to start work, right, okay.
What's your weekend plans, Alan?
Nothing much. Just a kid's birthday party to go to.
A kid's birthday party, PJ. Yeah.
I've been now. Be careful,
that
Alan.
That would strike fear into your soul, PJ. Wouldn't it?
It does. Strike fear into me. So now that Tara's told us how dangerous a birthday cake is.
Absolutely.
And all the candles.
That on top of maybe having to part with, I don't know, a couple of euro or something as a gift.
I'm still getting over the communion last week, Jim. I'd rather not go into it. I can't believe it. I swear, I'm shopping them all to the revenue.
Right, let's try and pay for the party, Alan. What are you going for?
Well, first of all, it's not my guess. I have to say it's the wife's guess.
Okay.
I don't think it's right, but she made sure I said it was her guess. So she gets most of the money if it wins.
Yeah, that's like writing your name on the back of the lotto tickets, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I guess it's Blur Country House.
Country House, I love that song.
Good song,
actually, yeah.
We play it a lot here at Classic Hits. Right, Blur Country House, John.
And just to confirm, that's Country House is the song.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we had it before? Jeez, it's all a blur. It's not right.
Thank you, John.
Sorry about that.
There you go, Alan. It turns out you were right. Your wife was wrong.
It's allowed every once in a blue moon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, once in a blue moon that happens, you know.
The silver lining, I think, is what you call that. Listen, Alan, have a good day. Happy Friday, sir.
You too.
Take care of yourself.
See you, Alan. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so rolls on to quarter to two when Niall Boylan takes up the gauntlet. Officially, €1,740 to play for.
Yeah, with £1,740. About a quarter to one, you get another go with Niall Boylan. You can register any time today.
It's the Hot House Flares. Give it up here at Classic Hits. 8:10. Happy Friday to you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you so much for doing that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. What a Friday it is when your boss, Rob, wanders into your studio fully masked up and presents you with a store-bought coffee and a choice of a Lion Bar or a Reese's butter cup. Peanut butter cup.
A butter cup. You're my butter cup. You're the butter cup in this situation, Jim.
What did you choose? I went for the Lion Bar.
I went for a Lion Bar.
The delicious cup of coffee.
As did Mr. John, who just threw it across the room.
He just literally flung it in disgust. But anyway, Andy, bad news. Fair play. Fantastic. Happy Friday to you, folks. 087-188-0008. Now, you're going to need that number because PJ Gallagher needs the wisdom of a nation.
Come here, listen, there's very serious problems in the world, I know there's very serious problems in the world, but let's not pretend that first world problems aren't a problem as well.
Exactly, they may be first world. Doesn't take away the problem bit.
It's been a while, right? I haven't washed my car in months. It's in an awful state. I've had dogs in, I've had dogs out. I've had people in who are worse than the dogs in and people who are worse than the dogs out.
Can we just clarify, you've had dogs in the car and then those same dogs you've taken out of the car. Not you've had dogs in the car and then you've taken dogs out.
That's
not you being un-PC or anything.
No, not at all.
Just clarifying that.
Robbing other people's dogs. Even more importantly. But it's in an awful state. And it needs a professional job. Because I obviously can't be held responsible for cleaning anything to any degree of, you know.
Especially your own dirt. You can't be responsible for cleaning up after yourself.
Exactly. I'm glad somebody recognises my pain. I'm glad someone recognises it. Do you know how hard it is to get a valet? I mean, when you put this together, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do.
What? Sorry, it can't be that hard. Surely there are people valeting cars still.
There's loads of them, yeah. And they're miles away. You know, it's unbelievable. And you drop a car in for a valet, what do you have to do? You have to wait. It could be 3 hours, I'm told. 3 hours. What am I going to do hanging around the building?
If you're going to get the whole works done.
I'm going to get the whole works done.
Then obviously it's going to take some time.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do for 3 hours? Walk around in circles?
So the problem isn't
getting...
Read
the newspaper, sit on a wall?
The problem isn't getting the valet. The problem is, what do you do to occupy your time?
What am I going to do for... It could be an hour and a half. It could be 3 hours. When you're talking to the man on the phone, he goes, well, I don't know. We'll see how busy we are in the day.
What did you do before when you got your car?
Well, I used to live in Dunleary. It's different on the south side, Jim. There's a valet in every corner. You drive to the Glads. You drive to him, he's on the corner. You leave it in, right?
Right.
And then you say, I'm finished now. And he calls you back when you're in the middle of a television programme or something. And then you go, I'll be there when I'm finished my television programme. And he goes, no problem, I'll see you then. It's a very simple situation. I'm back on the north side of Dublin, Jim. Valets are few and far between, Jim. They're very hard to find. And when you do find them, they're in the middle of housing estates that are beyond walkability. I'm in a thundering problem.
So you're saying you can't contemplate the idea.
I can't.
You don't want to have to drive to a valet and then wonder what to do while you're on foot.
Well, hold on.
The first
problem you have with a valet is he takes your car off you. So you're there for. You don't know what to do.
Yeah, so you're on foot. You'd have to do things like, I don't know, walk.
Yeah.
And
you obviously can't go for a jar. You have to collect a car.
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of a predicament is this to have in the modern world? It's outrageous.
Right, so this, ladies and gentlemen, is PJ Gallagher's first world problem. It is the fact that he wants to get his car valeted, and the valet, if he drops it off, he doesn't know what to do with himself for the time it takes to valet the car. Even before we go to anything else, the
first thing people say is, get them to come to you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. They do portable, mobile ones.
Can't have that. All the neighbours looking at me with a servant outside. I couldn't be dealing with that. I'd be mortified.
Wait a second. This is the man who literally just said a moment ago that he lived on the south side and it was much better over there. People would call you and... You know.
It's appropriate over there, Jim. It's a different situation. Look at you acting like it's the same thing.
Your first world problem is that you don't know what to do with yourself when you bring the car, and then your other first world problem is you don't want the neighbours looking at you having what you just described as a servant
and I don't want
cleaning your mess.
I don't want to put them out either. I'm a long way from the valets. Trust me, I've checked.
Right. So there it is, but ladies and gentlemen, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you can have a solution for PJ. In the meantime, English John is with us, right?
Yeah.
You have a very different view on this, haven't you?
This is all adding up. I am deeply suspicious of a man who needs to get his car cleaned, okay? Here we have somebody... He's finding the whole experience stressful.
Very stressful.
Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be done. What is so desperate about the car that needs to be cleaned? Okay? He doesn't want the neighbours knowing he's having his car cleaned. Now it's getting alarming.
Right.
Okay? What on earth about this car?
It's actually starting to sound like, is there a body or something?
Here is a man who tells us quite proudly he won't spend €2 on putting the heating on. He won't give €10 to his nephew.
Yeah.
But he'll spend €30 on getting his car cleaned.
And the rest.
€40. This is why I can't afford communions, John. It's obvious you didn't drive to work.
What is going on that needs this 30, 40, €50 clean?
So you don't believe a man should clean his car?
There's no need for an ordinary... Now, don't get me wrong, if you're a professional, okay?
Yeah.
If you're a taxi driver or whatever.
If you're a professional.
You're not a professional.
What a dig that was.
Cars aren't part of your profession, sorry.
Yeah, okay?
You can be seen
in... No,
you
were right the first time, John. He's not a professional.
That's maybe true as well. But you can be pictured in a dirty car, okay? And your reputation, I'm sorry to say, will not drop in my eyes.
Oh, well, yeah. Now, okay. Right,
there's
you.
Filthy PJ in his car.
There's
there.
Look assault. At that. Oh, look at the state of that. Oh, it's your man. Of yeah. course it is, yeah.
Well, I don't think that's an insult because mine's a state as well, so I think that's fine. I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I know.
Go, yeah, mine is pretty ropey, actually, now that I think about
and
it.
And are you okay? Grand.
Yeah, well, is he okay? Of course he's okay. The right. difference is he will clean his car eventually. You, I'd hate to see the inside of your gaff. Imagine arguing against cleaning something.
There's nothing wrong with the inside of my gaff. Now, light bulbs, there is an issue, okay? Yeah. I rent in Dublin. I only have one big light. Yeah. It did fail a couple of weeks ago.
One big light.
I rent in Dublin. How yeah. many lights am I going
to
need?
Where are we going to read that? Well, we'll have to go to the big light.
Yeah.
Oh, right. But you have one working light bulb, John.
No, I've got two working light bulbs, one not working light bulb, but I just keep moving them around. So they're not working.
You've got wait. So when you move from room yeah. to room, you take the light bulb well, with you?
Not on an hourly basis, no.
Right, okay.
Only that's if I'm right. I'm doing something that needs the end room to be lit up will I start moving the light bulbs. But that's not relevant.
Imagine that now. This is a fella now who's giving me grief. He's giving me grief for watching this guy. This is a fella
who moves his
who
light
walks
bulb.
Around his house and plugs the light bulb in. My considering home, what room he's in.
My home lighting situation is not relevant to this debate.
Right, okay.
What's going on with those lights? There's no suspicious activity, okay? So it's just a man who doesn't want to buy a bulb.
You think a man that needs to get his car cleaned by another man is somehow letting society down,
well,
John.
Well, I think a man who maybe calls around to your house and he says, do you mind if I use the bathroom? Don't worry, I have my own bulb. is probably letting society down a little bit more than a fella who just wants to wash an old car.
Okay, well, you stay in your clean car and I'll stay in my well-lit house.
yeah. Right, so there we are. See, I told you, there's some serious first world problems, people that, you know, need to be addressed here. 087-188-0008. If you can solve even one of those situations.
I know how to solve my one. Well, I have to buy a bulb.
You could buy a bulb.
Well, actually,
that might be the easier one
it's
to solve.
It's not a challenge.
You
no.
haven't got your bulb on you, John, because I'm actually looking for one.
yeah, takes it to work with him just in case another one goes. Right, so there we go. So it's either what does PJ do in his time while his car is being valeted, or how does he get over the neighbours looking down on him for being so posh and wealthy that he gets other people around to clean his car?
I don't think if posh and wealthy isn't the problem. you know what I mean? Should they know I hang around with John now? They'll be there going, do you know that lad? not yeah. only will he not wash his car, but his mate won't even buy a spare bulb for the house.
Men at Work, Down Under here at Classic Hits. Men at Work is what it's all about. PJ's not, well, he is happy to have men doing his work for him. He's just not happy for other people to view those men doing his work for him on cleaning his car. Isn't that kind of it, really?
The way you say it makes it sound ridiculous now. I'll say the way if you're going to just spell it out in the simple facts of it all, Jim, then I think that's grossly unfair to
you. You're
me.
Right. But I have to say, the nation has responded, PJ. They've responded fantastically, as they always do, the listeners to this show. I tell you, the level of intelligence and wisdom among
our
listeners.
Oh, it's not like it.
It's extraordinary. Just before we get to some of the serious ones, Evan has been on to say that he actually, you know the way I said that your problem did seem a lot tougher to solve than John's. I mean, John basically has three lights but only two light bulbs, right?
It's not just like...
And moves them around. Evan has been on to say that in relation to it being a first world problem, he'd actually argue that English John's problem is actually more third world than first world, to
I
be
actually
fair.
Think, to be fair, that's true. If you have to be walking around with a towel to change a hot bulb
yeah.
just to see where you're going around the house.
And the other suggestion that came in from Kieran in Cork is that maybe you should offer John a light bulb for cleaning your car.
Hey, John, deal, eh?
Two birds, one stone.
I'll make it a 100-watt wall burner as well.
Impressive, Kieran from Cork. One of the other ones, which obviously we're not going to use, is somebody has suggested that, Jim, you should follow him. This is Antwire. Jim, you should follow him in your car, take him home, and 3 hours later bring him back to collect
you
his
see,
car.
This is the problem now. See, Jim is never going to want to spend 3 hours in my company.
I mean, that's, don't be ridiculous, Ann. I'd tell you what I do. I'd pay the valet.
yeah. Look, we're here together
yeah.
doing this show, and we're still in different rooms.
Also,
so I can't imagine how we imagine.
Also, Dan in Cork has been on to say, Jim, I have the solution. PJ is now living in the north side of Dublin. Tell him to just burn out his car and claim for a new one.
Do you know something? As bad as that was, if that wasn't for such criminal activity, I might do it. The simple fact is that would be easier than doing what I'm trying to do, which is simply get it washed and find something to do in the 3 hours.
Anyway, look, here's some of the more serious ones, right? Rachel from Tala has been on to say the likes of the Jervis Centre, and she said, in fact, yeah. most major shopping centres have kind of valets in the car parks. right?
They do, actually.
Okay, so she said, for example, if you were to use the Jervis Street one, since you're on the north side of Dublin, you could get it done there, and then you could, and she gives a list, go to the cinema. You could walk around the Phoenix Park. You could go to the Guinness Storehouse. You could do the hop-on, hop-off bus tour.
Yeah, Rachel, you know something, you're dead right, actually. And I'd like to do all of those things. The problem is, I don't have €1,000 to spend on a day out. I know what you're saying, Rachel. I'm being totally facetious.
Yeah.
I'm being totally facetious. I know, yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean, I could do that. But town traffic and everything, and the schools back and all.
Yeah, now here's a ridiculous suggestion that's come in from Keith, who was said, morning lads, why doesn't he, I don't know, clean his own bloody car?
It's hard enough washing yourself now.
I'm surprised that one didn't come up before, Keith, to be fair to you.
I can answer that honestly. This is the truth. I wouldn't know how to do that. I know that sounds ridiculous. I wouldn't know what to do. Do you know, like, you know all this wax on, wax off, karate rubby, rubby, right, right, rubby, rubby, wrong, wrong, all of this stuff.
I tell you, rubby, rubby, right, right, rubby, rubby, wrong, wrong is a totally different thing that we shouldn't be speaking about on the radio.
Hey, it's in the Karate Kid movie.
Let it go, buddy. I don't know what version of the Karate Kid you are watching.
Have you not seen that one?
Anyway, listen, the good news for you is, right, I'm about to finish this link with a magnificent piece of wisdom, which is I need to give credit where it's due. I think this is Dorothy that has sent this in. Yeah, Dorothy has sent this in, and it's, I can't believe we didn't think of it between us. Simple thing is, right, you get the mobile valet service.
Yeah.
To come to Classic Hits.
Amazing.
They don't have to, none of your neighbours know that you're a lazy git with too much money, more money than sense, won't clean your own car.
This isn't the problem at all. Right. But anyway,
you go, you get them, and they do it in the car park here.
Right.
And nobody's any the wiser. Genesis Land of Confusion here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. Final call on the breakfast table quiz, by the way. Final chance to win yourself that amazing Classic Hits hoodie. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. By the way, PJ, English John is not giving up on his view.
Of course he's not, right? Mad as a brush.
He's actually gone to the trouble of posting a social media poll.
He has not.
Yeah. Let me just find out exactly what the question is, because I know what his side of the argument was. Don't clean your car.
He doesn't think you should clean things. This is the bizarre way of looking at
it. What was the alternative view, John? So your version is don't clean your car.
Absolutely.
And the versus.
So never clean your car. Yes, pay for a valet, or just clean it yourself.
I have a sneaking suspicion you're not going to come out with this well, buddy.
I have a sneaking suspicion I was set up to fail. Those questions were designed to walk me into trouble.
How's it going at the moment?
Now, I will accept that it is very tight, but just in the lead, and quite rightly so, never clean your car.
Never clean your car.
It is not. It is not, really.
Absolutely, and they're right to do so.
And what particular platform did you choose for that?
That's currently live on Twitter, and promoted by myself.
Live on Twitter. There you go.
What, George? That just shows Twitter's full of dirty feckers.
Anyway, believe it or not, people of Ireland, this is not the only car-related problem our superhero PJ Gallagher has faced in the last little while.
Land of confusion indeed. We were just playing. Yeah, you want to see what happened yesterday? I was walking down the... I was out on my walk yesterday.
Right.
Went for my stroll. It was a lovely day. The sun was out. I thought I'd go for a wander, stick a podcast in my ear, so I did.
Do you know what's a very good one? The After Show. Very good podcast. It was done yesterday, and yesterday's one is unique because it's only available on audio because somebody forgot to press record on the video. Now, look, I don't want to imply anybody in particular, but just to say I was looking after the audio and that went okay. But
I didn't
available.
Forget to press it. I actually pressed it, but I accidentally pressed it on and off at the same time. So there is literally a quarter second of video available. So Jim is, once again, much like English John, highly exaggerating what about the events that happened.
I stand corrected. Anyway, come on, what happened to you in your walk?
Oh, yes, I was out for my walk yesterday, and I was walking down by Nolan Supermarket there. Vernon Avenue in Clontarf, right?
Okay.
And next thing I hear a whole load of shouting behind me. You know, over my earphones.
Yeah.
So I was like, geez, that's loud. And I looked around and I saw this fella screaming and roaring down the street. I was like, who's he shouting at? That's what I thought. Is he looking at me? So I took out one of my earphones and went, who are you talking to? And he went, You have an answer. I can't say the words he was saying.
What?
Right? I can't
what
say the words.
What were you out there doing? You were walking.
Nothing. I did nothing. I hadn't even crossed the road for 20 minutes. Thought maybe I walked out in front of him.
Was he walking or was he?
No, he stopped his car in the middle of the road, jumped out of his car, and started roaring at me. I'll kill you. You're gonna die, you scumbag, you effing fart off with your life on your whole. I didn't say fart now.
No, I know, yeah.
And then he was talking to me.
Mistaken identity, was it?
Oh, he couldn't tell you. Jumped out of his car, and then when I said he's talking to me, he ran down the street after me and swung a punch at me, right?
What?
Yeah. And then I just stood there. I think the fact that I didn't run freaked him out a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
Because then I just started walking backwards, and he was walking at me going, all this stuff, right? And he went as if he was going to punch me another couple of times, and I just kept going, what's wrong with you? Are you all right? What did I do to you? What did I do to you? And he kept going, I'll kill you! I gotta kill you! And then he looked at me face and went, ah! And I was like, what's wrong with you? And then he walked off and stood by his car again in the middle of the road. And that was it. I just turned around and walked off. And me and the builders actually had a laugh about it. There was the builders in Nolan Supermarket. One of them went, he must have seen you training, PJ, you guys, and started laughing. And we had a laugh about it.
So you're still none the wiser as
haven't
to what this bloke's issue was.
No idea.
Or whether it was mistaken identity or what, or anything.
Haven't a clue.
And he was just ranting and swinging punches.
Everything, yeah. Mad, yeah. Mental. And you want to hear that. And Jim, the language of him.
Really?
Oh, the language of him, yeah.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, it was mental. And it's gas, isn't it, the way you think about people? Because I was there going, what car is he driving? I was there, right, Black C-Class Merc. Right, I was there going, don't like my own car. That's the same as me. And I was thinking, I couldn't even describe him to anyone. Because if I describe him, he's exactly like me. Lad, and he's probably his early 40s.
Right.
I was going to say, he looks...
Mid-40s.
Early 40s. Wearing a tracksuit. Like, it was just so...
It was the most bizarre thing
that has ever happened. I've never seen anyone that angry at me in my life, though.
And like,
he wanted me to die.
Like. It wasn't anything about your last show or an appearance...
He never said.
An appearance in The Offenders here.
I don't know, he never said.
Didn't have a go at your acting ability. Wasn't that to do with this show that maybe. You keep getting the... You keep giving away the CSI years or no, getting stuff wrong.
Never
or.
Mentioned. Maybe he thought it was you.
That's bananas.
Mad, yeah, mental.
Wow.
I literally haven't got a clue what was going on.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest situation I've ever seen. So if anyone actually was in the area and seen it,
or if you are that man,
yeah,
I mean,
what's
like,
up your
don't
home?
Get me wrong, it's not that we don't understand the urge to want to shout at PJ and swing punches at him. We just would like to know your specific reason.
Yeah, yeah, if you're out there, calm down, man.
Yeah, Robin S, Show Me Love here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes to 9 o'clock. Listen, before we go to the breakfast table quiz, the nation has been speculating as to why that guy, appeared so irate
and threatening, literally wanted me to die.
Some of the suggestions, as somebody says, maybe he mistook you for Louis Walsh.
Even Louis Walsh doesn't deserve that. That's terrible.
Somebody else says maybe it's because he knew you forgot to record the podcast.
Yeah, no, yeah, maybe.
It could have been that. Sure.
I was waiting for a 15-minute video. I got 2 seconds.
Somebody else says that maybe he was just trying to valet your car.
I haven't even ordered that yet.
But far and away the most popular suggestion as to why that man was so irate and confronted you in the street shouting and roaring expletives and swinging punches is because maybe he is the bloke whose jocks you stole from the gym.
My God, I'm sorry, sir. I deserved it after all.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next dog gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. Final chance to get your hands on the highly exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie. Magnificent in purple you will be, parading yourself for the rest of the nation. Purple, a colour, of course, that's always in. Regal.
Absolutely regal. Beautiful, royal, classic hits. Purple is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look the absolute business now.
And, of course, you can also cover your face if you want to with the classic hits face mask.
Yes, and there's even a breast pocket to keep your mask in, to keep it safe.
Magnificent.
Well, not a breast pocket, that'd be ridiculous. The waisty pocket, you know that one.
The kind of thing that kangaroos have.
Yeah, a pouch, a pouch. 10 the score to beat in the breakfast table quiz this morning. Tracy Coughlin got that score earlier, but Derek is going to have a go from Kildare this morning. Hiya, Derek.
Morning, PJ. How are you doing, pal?
Not too bad, Derek. How are you getting on?
Good, good, good. Stuck in traffic and everybody's mental, but I love it.
You love it?
Yeah. Getting rid of the kids for the day.
Oh.
I'm going to school.
Good stuff. Have you any weekend plans from whatever tunnel you're in?
No, I'm in Kildare, man. There's no plan here. Only surviving people and their paranoia, really.
Actually, listening to you on that phone line, Derek, it does sound like Kildare is in a different part of the planet. It's incredible.
Well, so am I. That's the best way to be, Pat.
It is. It is, Derek.
Absolutely. Right, well, listen, Derek, it's all down to you, buddy. Literally, if you can get yourself a score of 11... you can take it away. The magnificent classic hits hoodie and the face mask and everything. It all will be yours with just 11 correct answers.
Right,
it's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, I can barely contain it.
Right, let me see if I can get a bit of extra volume out of Derek and Link. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, PJ, good to go?
Good to go.
Let's do it. Here we go.
In 10-pin bowling, how many finger holes are in a ball?
3.
The juice of what fruit is used to make balsamic vinegar?
Apple.
Grapes, what tea describes the adjustment of the pitch of an instrument?
Pass.
Tuning, with what country does Monaco share a land border?
The one next door to it.
That's right, France. What time is 2300 on the 12-hour clock?
11 o'clock at night.
Which pop superstar dropped his name in favour of a symbol?
That was Prince.
According to the saying, what emperor was said to have fiddled whilst Rome burned?
All of them.
Nero, in what country is Copacabana Beach?
It's next door to Monaco.
It's Brazil. Where on the body would a cravat normally be worn?
Usually in places I can't mention.
How many legs does the Eiffel Tower have?
4.
With Alfred, what Alfred Hitchcock film contains a notorious shower scene?
Psycho.
Yeah, what is the name of Britain's leading dog show?
The Royal Family.
No, it's Croft.
Oh.
Ah, what a great answer all the same.
Yeah. It was going well. 6 correct answers,
six,
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Well, in my head, they're all right.
Exactly. Derek, that's all that matters. As long as it's all right in your head, then life is good, buddy. Life is good.
The Royal Family. I'm sorry, that's very funny.
Listen, Derek.
Yeah, you can keep that one. I've got lots of material for you. It's like a fabric shop here.
I bet you do, yeah.
Listen, happy Friday, Derek. Have a good one in Kildare. Enjoy it, buddy. Take care of yourself, man. Thanks
you
for playing.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
See
bye-bye.
You, Derek, bye.
There, you see what lockdown does to a body.
I'm telling you, look at that.
Table quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie. Classic hits.
Yeah, Derek's had, 6 weeks of... of nothing but Kildare.
I'm a feeling Derek might have been the fella who tried to kill me yesterday. He's just had a change of heart. He's still just as hyper all the time.
Yeah, he's a touch manic, all right.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.